This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio waves where you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So we've got on the way tonight, Venezuela back in the news, the so-called constituent assembly that was forced upon the country to rewrite the constitution has been meeting, and well, it appears that they're going to be taking power away from the National Assembly.
Surprise, surprise. That's what everybody said was going to happen anyway.
Right. So we'll tell you what's going on there. But of course, the I don't know what you want to call these, you know, race fights that have been going on in the United States. What happened in Charlottesville last week. This has continued to be news throughout the U.S. Former co-host Christopher Cantwell here on Free Talk Live, who we kicked off the show because we found out that he was a racist. He has continued to be in the headlines as yesterday it was revealed that at least two felony charges are coming at him. Did you guys talk about that last night?
Briefly. Yeah, we talked about the Charlottesville thing, yeah. And it was briefly mentioned what Chris's felonies were. One of them was, I believe, discharge of a noxious gas, and
probably
the other was injury to someone using a noxious gas.
Yeah, because he definitely did spray at least one guy with pepper spray. He
claims it was both of those are felonies.
Correct. So he claims it was self defense. And also the information that came out yesterday or late last night maybe was that Phil Christiana, who longtime listeners may or may not remember that name. Phil Christiana, FBI Special Agent Phil Christiana, who has been investigating libertarians who've moved to New Hampshire for more than a decade now. There are posts that go all the way back to, I believe, 2005, where Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was talking about this Phil Christiana and his investigation of Russell Canning and some of the earliest movers to Keene, New Hampshire back in the day.
He's the guy that works out of the Boston FBI office.
And he's supposedly a bomb
the
guy.
Terrorist task force or something, another.
Some kind of bomb terrorism guy, I believe, is what his deal is. But obviously he moonlights in investigating free staters and libertarians and folks like that, because Phil Christiana apparently called up Christopher Cantwell, as I understand it. First, you know, I found this out sort of on my own because I know Chris, but that news actually came out recently. And so that's public information now.
And Christiana was also the FBI agent that spoke with Rich Paul when he was arrested, 5 years ago?
That's all right. Our also former co-host Rich Paul, who ended up moving out of the area, he's now living back in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where he originally came from, and that's due to some financial issues that I believe he was having. But so he wasn't kicked off of Free Talk Live, just to be clear. It was Chris Cantwell that was kicked off of Free Talk Live. But yes, Phil Christiana was made infamous among the Liberty community here when he was involved with Rich Paul's arrest and tried to flip him and turn him into an informant, a confidential informant, against what was then called the Keene Activist Center, which we no longer have here in town. It sort of outlived its usefulness, but at the time it was going very strong, the Keene Activist Center. And so this Phil Christiana, FBI agent, if you actually watch the trial of Rich Paul, because I recorded that whole thing, it's up on the Free Keene YouTube channel, you'll get to see Phil Christiana's testimony where he actually perjures himself at least once. It's just a fascinating testimony where he actually admits that the FBI, as policy, does not record its interviews which is just bewildering, right? Like, you would think that here we are in the year 2017, or whenever it was this trial happened, 2013, 2014, the official FBI policy was that they do not record their interviews. They only take notes. So you have to rely on the accuracy. Courts everywhere in the United States rely on the accuracy of the federal agents' note-taking abilities to convict people.
Well, that's actually, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here, that's actually to the benefit of the FBI.
Yes, it is.
Because
absolutely.
Then
that's
there's
what I'm saying.
No yeah. record, because everybody, well, this guy's got a badge. Why would he lie to
yes.
us?
Yeah, it's yep. crazy. It's so crazy.
So what did this guy do with Chris Cantwell other than call him?
He called Chris, and you know, presumably he's going to make him an offer like he made Rich Paul, right? Like, he wanted to meet with Chris. Now, that, as to my knowledge, has not happened. Presumably Chris will be, as I understand it, he will be lawyering up or has lawyered up. So generally, if you're going to meet with the police, you probably shouldn't be doing it alone.
Right.
If you are going to meet with them, which you probably shouldn't at all, but if you are going to meet with them, with an attorney even, you should absolutely have it on the record. Don't rely on the FBI to take notes
right.
at that particular meeting. So, you know, that I just thought that was an interesting development. You know, for longtime listeners of the show who would remember the name Phil Christiana and the trouble that he has brought to the liberty movement in general. Again, Chris Cantwell is not part of the liberty movement anymore. He used to be, and then he became a racist. But I just wanted to update folks on that little interesting tidbit of information, because for a long time people have suspected that Christopher Cantwell is an undercover agent or confidential informant, one or the other, for
right.
the federal government. And while I personally don't believe that about him, it certainly is understandable why people think that.
It looks like it, whether or not
from the outside,
yeah,
it sure does.
It certainly looks like it, whether or not it's there's so many circumstances that just add up. That just
like moving screamed. Here and advocating violence back in the day in 2012
sure,
when
sure,
he came
sure.
here and was talking about killing the cops and that sort
and
of thing.
And anybody that took a paperclip.
And that's, you know, to me, was definitely a red flag. I mean, that's it. If anybody, and it doesn't matter if they're an undercover agent or if they're a confidential informant or if they're just a hot-headed libertarian, which is what I believe Chris was, because I think the FBI was actually monitoring him. They were very interested in the fact that he'd moved to New Hampshire, and if he wasn't a CI or an agent himself, he was under heavy monitor from the FBI simply because of the violent statements and the pro-violence statements that he was making.
Right.
So whether or not if somebody comes into your activist group, wherever you are, whether it's New Hampshire, Texas, wherever you live, if you've got a group of activists, whatever your political viewpoint is, I don't care if it's libertarian, green, you know, whatever your deal is, if somebody comes into your group and starts advocating for violence, look out. Because
right.
if that person's not a confidential informant, then they're just a crazy fool who might actually go ahead and go through with some violence. So
right.
you don't want to you generally don't want to have your group associated with that person if you can avoid it.
I'm always amazed at the people who, you know, come out and advocate violence. Like, you would think that if you're going to migrate to an area and you want to advocate violence, you're not going to do it from the get-go. You're going to wait until later. Because they're going to come after you otherwise. They're going to have something on you.
Or it's going to sound like they have something. Even if you kind of dodge around like Chris used to,
mm-hmm.
where he would, you know, not come right out and call for violence openly in most of his posts, but sort of basically celebrate any amount of violence that would have been directed towards the police, then, you know, you might be able to argue that in court, but it's going to be a tough call. I mean, it's
right. And statements of, well, as soon as they turn on their flashing lights, that's a threat of violence, so you're completely justified in fill in the blank.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as calling for violence, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's a very sneaky kind of workaround where you're not coming right out and saying.
I mean, that's like saying you're not going to.
I'm not saying I'm going to rob the bank, but if you want to rob a bank, here's all the ways that you should do it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's kind of, though, like, you know, it's kind of like, you, was it you, Ian, the other day who said you wouldn't cry for somebody? Something to the effect of you wouldn't cry for somebody.
Under
got,
what circumstance?
I don't know if they got killed, maybe, or I forget exactly what happened.
Oh yeah, like if a bad cop gets killed, then
yeah, you wouldn't cry for them, but you wouldn't
support.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems kind of similar to me.
No, I think that's quite different. There's a big difference between saying, "Oh no, somebody who's actually harmed others is no longer in this world," and actually coming out and saying that, you know, any cop should be killed.
Oh, wait, that's not what you just said, though.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom. You can clarify that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust it. My original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Fall is right around the corner. Freshen up your home with incredible deals on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the hottest trends in wood look waterproof flooring up to 58% off. Save on more than 60 wide-width hardwood floors, like 21% off Delaware Driftwood Oak, featured in this year's HGTV Dream Home. It's the lowest price of the year. And take an extra 15% off all Dream Home laminate floors. Get more deals from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get your accounts over there at Simbi.com. It's free. That's S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. As we continue here, we are talking about Christopher Cantwell, as so many people are throughout this week. He has become the face of the alt-right Nazi sort of, I mean, I guess Nazi's not the right word, but people are going to call him a Nazi. He would say he's not a Nazi because he's anti-socialism, but at the same time, he's definitely in favor of collectivism.
Right.
He's definitely in favor of looking at people as groups and not as individuals, which is, of course, what we support on as libertarians. We support looking at people as individuals. If you're going to judge somebody, you should be judging them based on the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
Right.
The actions that they take and the statements that they make.
I was just actually having a argument with another libertarian this afternoon about this. And
but what specifically?
Basically, whether or not you should be basically prosecuting people based on associations or not. And I was saying I don't think you should prosecute people based on associations just because if you're in the same vicinity as another person who's committing an act of violence, that doesn't automatically mean that you're committing an act of violence.
Yeah, not everybody from Keene is a racist, thug.
Yeah.
Just because Chris Cantwell lives in Keene should not besmirch the rest of the town. And in fact, the city of Keene, there are organizations that have been coming around. They're putting together a candlelight vigil of some sort that's coming up, I don't know, about 10 days from now or something like that, 9 days, where folks are going to gather on a Sunday evening in Central Square. There's an interfaith ministry that I guess has put this together. And so a group of local ministers has come together to put this together, and they'll be, handing out candles. People are going to march down, single file down Main Street. They'll line up, and then one end of the line, they'll be on, I guess,
right,
on both sides
of the street.
They're
going to line up, not march.
Okay, they're starting in, I thought they were starting in Central Square.
They're going to, everybody meet in Central Square.
Right, then walk.
And then just follow the leader until the first person gets down to this other point,
right,
and we're going to
college.
Create a line.
Yeah.
So that's not marching, that's forming a line.
Okay, well,
because marching
the leader,
is everybody walks.
That was
forming
my understanding
a line
of what was
is
going to happen. You don't think they're going to have enough people to go all the way from Central Square all the way down to the college in one line, do you?
Probably not, but
I don't
the
think
point
so
is, start, and we're forming a line, and that's forming a line. Marching is everybody walks simultaneously.
Right. They're going to be walking, okay? If you want to use the word walking instead of marching, whatever, dude. A group of people is walking from Central Square, which is in the heart of downtown Keene, out down to the college, where, as you've pointed out, they will be in a line, and then once the front of the line, as I understand it, reaches the college, they will stop, and the person at the front of the line will light a candle, or at the end of the line, whichever way, will light a candle, and then they will pass the flame down whichever direction they are passing the flame down. So
correct.
There is going to be some walking involved, whether they're doing it as a march in like lockstep, like some North Korean soldiers. I don't think that's going to be the case, Daryl.
Right.
But anyway,
generally when there's a group of people and they're doing some kind of march or parade, everybody's walking simultaneously. They're not forming a line.
Okay.
That's my.
And they can walk however they want. I don't know if they're going to walk in a line or just sort of walk on their own.
My reading.
I have no idea. I don't think it really matters.
Forming a line.
I don't think it matters. So let's move on.
Yeah.
let's get back to the issue that Chris was talking about here, which is that you brought up this comment that I have made, and Daryl made a similar comment we found out during the break about not feeling upset when somebody who's done some harm to others, let's say a bad
having
cop,
like no emotion when something happens to somebody that's not a good person.
Right. Not celebrating that that person's demise. So we're talking about dead cops. We're talking about bad cops, politicians, you know, murderers, Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, these kind of people.
Yeah.
When the word comes out that somebody like that has perished in some way, shape, or form, all I've said is I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so... There was a direction you were going with that, and you said something, Daryl, I think, after on break here.
Well, you were trying to
which pushed it over the line from celebration, which I don't necessarily think is
promoting to... You were trying to say that celebration and having no emotion was a moral equivalent.
No, they're very close together. All of this is very close together.
No, they're not close at all. There's nothing close. Nothing close about having no feeling about something and celebrating it. A celebration is the equivalent of what happened after. Was it Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden? One or the other. Maybe when it was both, but people were like partying out in the streets, celebrating.
Yep,
you know,
I remember that.
Go troops! Let's go America! It was just a ridiculous display of nationalism and patriotism. And that's very different from saying, "Oh, there's one less thug in the world."
Yeah. I mean, okay. There's a difference, I guess, but it's. I don't think it's that much of a difference.
Okay,
it's kind of
entitled to your opinion. Inside myself, it feels like a big difference.
Right. I understand. Well, what I'm trying to say is that you can celebrate something and be glad that something happened, even though you wouldn't necessarily support it yourself. Like, I wouldn't go out and, you know, murder a bad cop, maybe, but I might be happy that a bad cop was murdered, right? I don't think they're the same.
Sure, there's a difference also, but so you're talking about another point, right? So there's the point of not feeling anything, then there's the point of feeling happy about it, then there's the point of ebulliently celebrating it, like coming out and glorifying.
Yeah, I mean, being happy about something and celebrating, I mean, I would say that's a fine line too, right?
That's what we're discussing here, are these fine lines, right? So the difference is that one thing is you feeling something inside yourself, and the other one is you letting everybody know how great you feel about this person's demise. That's celebration.
And then, you know, like a third step is saying, this is a wonderful thing. There needs to be more of it.
Which is what Cantwell was
doing. And that's what you didn't say on air. So that's what I'm saying. Once you get to that point where you're saying there should be more of it, that's probably where you've crossed the line at that point.
You're saying crossing the line into advocacy?
Yeah, advocacy.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I'm saying that's what I was describing was the original, you know,
that was your intent,
subtle
right.
line and, with and, Chris Cantwell where we were
right,
talking
about.
Right,
and that wasn't said on air. That's why I was kind of like... At the end there, being like, wait a minute.
What we were talking about was how Christopher Cantwell, when he first moved here to New Hampshire, was just an angry libertarian comedian who had a chip on his shoulder about the police.
Then he wasn't really that good of a comedian.
I thought he was funny, but, you know, everybody's got their own tastes. More coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The question was, or what we were discussing was, Cantwell coming here... basically advocating people should kill cops, but never really quite coming out and saying
sounds
that.
Like,
just being more
sounds
of
like
a,
he almost did come out and say it.
It was. Almost.
Yeah.
More coming up here. In almost every possible way he could get close to it, he did.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've had some folks getting over there to the brand new Free Talk Live forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to converse with other listeners of the show on various topics, not just the things we discuss on the air, but there's also some other forums over there because it's part of the larger Shire forum. So there's cryptocurrency-related forums that folks and listeners of ours have been posting in over the last week or so. So check that out over at forum.freetalklive.com. It's free and it's not part of Facebook or some other big corporate site like Reddit or anything like that. So head on over to forum.freetalklive.com. You're already on there. You guys are both already on there, so
yep.
we're all there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, yes. Here's a question. Will the Shire forums remove users that are openly racist?
Ooh. I think that's prohibited in the sign-up requirements. So, yeah, racism, probably spammers, people like that aren't welcome.
Yeah, it probably should be.
I'm pretty sure it is. I don't have it in front of me to double-check it right now, but I'm pretty sure it is. Because, you know, technically the Shire Society Forum, or it was the Shire Society Forum It is now the Shire Forum, because you don't need to be a Shire Society member in order to join the forums. So it's open to pretty much anybody who wants to join. You don't even have to be a libertarian necessarily to join. Let's say you're a New Hampshireite who just wants to talk about cryptocurrency or something like that. But I'm pretty sure it's in the general kind of cover your ass sign up agreement when you join.
Yep.
So there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about the latest on Christopher Cantwell, former host of Free Talk Live, who was kicked off the show when we discovered that he was a racist. I told him that he was no longer welcome to co-host Free Talk Live with us. He is now probably the most notorious, at least most recently notorious, white separatist nationalist type. He made quite a bit of a stir over the weekend as Vice News published a 20-minute long documentary about the conflict in Charlottesville, Virginia, from about a week ago. It was last Friday that happened. And there have been some hilarious memes created in the last week's worth of time. In fact, Daryl, you've got a whole story about how to make fun of Nazis. We're going to get into that coming up here in moments, because everybody certainly, it's a serious topic, racism, serious issue. Yes. And this has definitely given us a chance to talk about those issues. But on the other hand, there's a lot of fun that can be had when poking fun at Nazis and white supremacists, like the jokes about the tiki torches. I think you made the joke last night, Daryl, about how it was Polynesian-created tiki torches.
Yep. And the best
that the
term,
racists were relying on right. for their torches.
The best term that I've heard so far to describe them is the tiki torch Taliban.
Yep. Yeah, so there's some funny stuff out there. But let's go first to Paul. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Daryl. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey.
For one, I think racism is hyped up because many people harbor what would be considered racist views anyway, because as my friend said, he was an anthropologist, and one time somebody accused him of being a racist, and he said, "I'm not a racist, I'm an anthropologist." So if you study racial differences, maybe the overrepresentation of certain races in certain fields, we see patterns. Let's admit it. At the Olympics, at the 100-meter dash.
Why? Who cares? What's the relevance of it?
Well, that's called anthropology. It's calling the measure of man.
And, sure. But then if you call for the extermination or the ejection of those people based on your, observations about their groups, then that takes that to a new level. Then,
you know what it is? I think it's observations can be funny as long as you're not thinking, oh, we need to, segregate this population and put them into concentration camps or treat everybody as though they're the same.
Right,
right.
Just because some statistic might say something somewhere means that all people are the same in that group, it's ridiculous. I'm not saying you're saying that, Paul, but that's certainly what people like Chris Campbell are saying.
I certainly would find it funny, even as a libertarian, I would find it funny if somebody were to point out some of the commonalities amongst libertarians.
Sure. Like they're a bunch of aspie, white guys. Definitely true overall for the most part in the liberty movement, but that's not true for everybody in the liberty movement. So anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Paul.
No, but what I'm saying is I think people are afraid to be anthropologists. I mean, I could bring up statistics from the federal government on race and crime, right? And you guys likely, because you would think that would lead or, cause people to become white nationalists, because let me tell you something. If white people, and let's say particularly in Europe, what happened this week in Finland and in Spain, and the Spanish native people, right, they're finding out diversity isn't working out that well. And so,
well, that's a ridiculous thing to
say. Well, wait a minute. Well, who committed these crimes this week in Spain? The terrorist acts. It's because of open borders and immigration, and that means the promotion of diversity.
He's talking about the terrorism that that happened within the last 24, 48 hours in Spain and in Barcelona and Europe.
We can also
figure out, Paul, that when you look at crime statistics, it's mostly committed by young males. So should we also go ahead and segregate them out, too?
Yep.
Well, that's part of the issue. People do that when they vote with their feet. That's called white flight. And people, as in my family, we migrated and
so your family
moved
hold on wait
get
a minute,
away
wait
from
a
black criminality.
Maybe you didn't hear what I maybe you didn't want to hear, it, hear what I said. I said if we look at crime statistics, we can find that they're committed mostly by young males. I didn't say black males. I said young males. And I asked you if that means that people should segregate themselves from young males.
Well, I'm saying people do segregate themselves. But
from young males? Meaning that
race is more telling.
Meaning
and
that your family kicked you to the curb when you were a teenager because they knew that it would, you know, your being a teenager would increase your chances of robbing them and possibly stealing from them?
Yeah, but it's an issue.
No, they didn't.
Like, contrast. Let me just explain briefly, because you're...
You're not even listening to a word I'm saying.
You're denouncing the statistics I was going to bring up, because as
the
FBI report...
I don't care about your statistics.
No, these are government reports.
I don't care about your government reports. That's what you don't understand.
Here's something about those government reports. What they label crime, mostly... does not have a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the young men that are being arrested for drug possession, there's no victim there.
Yeah,
it's also going to be disproportionate too. Like there might be
correct.
You may have more crime amongst crime, not put that in quotes, amongst young black males than say white males. But maybe the white males, maybe if you actually looked at actual crime, like actual crimes with actual victims, you might actually find that it might be the white males that cause more actual victims.
So people like Paul hide behind their statistics. I'm going to bring you back on here, Paul, because I just want to make sure we had a chance to say that. But you hide your racism behind the statistics, and you make it sound like you're some sort of educated person in your, you know, your beliefs that groups act in certain ways.
Well, I'm an anthropologist. Well, I studied, and I'm older than you fellas. And it's called the Uniform Crime Report by the federal government, right? By the FBI. It puts it out every year, and in it shows that blacks are 8 times more likely to commit murder in the United States than white people. Now,
I've never been murdered by a black person or even attacked.
You've never been murdered by anybody.
No, but half my family actually.
The co-host of this show is a convicted murderer.
Gentlemen, if I can speak, half of my family's been mugged by black criminals, but we've never been mugged by white criminals.
I've been mugged by white
people. And if you look at the robbery statistics over at the
every person who's ever mugged me, and it's happened twice, was a white person.
Well, that's in your instance, but
yeah.
In my instance...
And that was when I was living in Florida around all kinds
report,
of bored people.
There is a chronic...
You can have whatever beliefs you want, but I find them despicable. Have a good night. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, these people, like Paul, shaking their statistics. Oh, I've got a crime report. Look at all this paperwork that proves that all these people who look different from me are bad people.
I forget who said it, but the quote is more true today than ever. There's lies, damn lies, and statistics.
And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter because just because you have...
Okay, you're not going to finish that statement. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's free talk.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone?
Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, SIMBI.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Chris, you were driving at some sort of point there a moment ago. I'm not sure what it was.
When the risk is so low, it's irrational to react to that risk because you have an increasing cost of reacting to
which
it.
Risk are we talking about here?
It doesn't really matter, but if you're talking about maybe a crime, for example, if there's almost no murder, there's which there kind of is in the United States, it's very, very, very low.
Those crimes are down over.
Yeah, there's
time,
so few people who get murdered, and most of the time it's by a family member anyway. So it's moving isn't going to make any
crime
difference.
Of passion.
Right. Yeah. So it's to try and go after it is it doesn't make sense.
Or to try to live your life like you're going, always
right.
looking over your shoulder, worried
right.
someone's going to murder you.
Right. You're gonna pay a huge cost for it. It, and yeah. you may even actually reduce your own lifespan with
by worrying about it, or by
spending the money to move or whatever.
Yep.
And it's just irrational.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think that's a great point. And that's why I say, if you're worrying about things just in general, whether we're talking about risks to your life or other things that you could worry about, most of that is completely useless because worrying is just sort of a mental state that you put yourself in where you get all flustered about things that could happen, but as you point out, are likely not to actually happen.
I tend to be more concerned about the overreaction that we have as a society to things that, even when they sound really terrible, like even thousands of people dying, it's a very small number of people in the scheme of you know, of death in the United States. We have a lot of people who die. Obviously, a lot of people die of old age. They die of, you know, cancer. They die of a lot of things. But, you know, terrorism, for example, is not even in the top 10 list of, you know, causes of death, as an example. So to spend money on trying to reduce terrorism may not be the wisest investment as opposed to...
The best thing you could do would be to just let people have weapons to defend themselves. I mean, you know, the odds that an act of terrorism, like maybe what happened in, Spain?
Barcelona.
People run down by a vehicle, and then, of course, it was, I think, the UK where something similar happened not too long ago, and then people got out with knives and started stabbing. I think that was the UK. If somebody runs into somebody with a van and then gets out and tries to start stabbing people, and they're in New Hampshire, the guy getting run down, that guy's probably going to get hurt or killed, but then after that, somebody's going to shoot that guy.
I'm not even sure it matters.
What matters?
Well, I mean, you could certainly go that route and get a gun, right? And arm yourself, right? But even if you don't, it's not necessarily going to matter because there's not enough crime, violent crime like that.
Well, not in New Hampshire, but that's because people have guns here. Well, if you go to a place like Chicago, your odds of being involved in a violent crime are much higher.
Certainly.
It's still statistically fairly low, higher.
And that's kind of the point that I'm getting at, right?
The thing is, I get what you're saying, that on an individual basis, if you live in a place that's relatively safe, it won't matter one iota generally whether or not you carry a gun.
I mean, even
but that's because other people in the area are carrying weapons and are able to defend you,
even,
so you benefit from that.
Sure, but even if you look at like the highest crime areas in the United States, the risk at an individual level is still going to be really low compared to like a war zone.
I'm not denying you.
You know, and to try and react to it is probably going
to... I don't try and react to it. I don't try to carry a gun into New York City when I go to New York City.
Oh, I wouldn't suggest doing that.
I don't think Chris is talking to you. He's rebutting the caller that was saying all of these weird, ridiculous
things. Yeah, I'm not
saying that, but what he said was... But I understand that's generally what he's doing. Hold on. What you said was that it doesn't matter whether you carry a gun or not. And I'm saying that... While I agree with you on an individual level, it doesn't really matter. It does on a wider perspective.
Sure.
Because we live in a place where people are free to defend themselves, that freedom prevents crimes from happening in the first place. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a public business in New Hampshire, you know, a restaurant or some place where members of the public are able to be, and I've seen people inadvertently showing, you know, not on purpose, but just, you know, kind of when they get up from a chair or something like that, putting a jacket on or taking a jacket off, showing where that they're carrying weapons. Like, this happens regularly. I've seen people in parking lots in New Hampshire, like, racking slides on guns as they put them in there. This was back when you had to have a permit to carry concealed. You don't have to in New Hampshire anymore, and there was this stupid rule in the car where you had to have the gun like unloaded,
right, because inside the car it was considered concealed
so,
because it could not be, you know, readily seen.
So that made it so that people had to like grab a gun in public when they got out of their car and then slap a magazine
which
in
is then called brandishing,
right,
which is a criminal offense in and of itself.
But you know, my point is, this stuff isn't uncommon in New Hampshire, and you better believe that people who have a criminal mentality, who are considering doing things like robbery and, you know, home invasions or holding up stores or whatever, they're thinking about those things. So while you may be right on an individual level that your odds of having something happen to you in the first place are very, very slim, and so therefore it doesn't really matter whether or not you carry a weapon, on a wide society-wide perspective, make a difference.
I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just So what I was just trying to say, Ian, you misunderstood what I was saying, is that what you're saying is a totally different issue. It doesn't even matter, right? Like, independently of, whether or not you're carrying a gun, right?
I'm saying it does matter, though.
Yeah, it might, but that's not, it doesn't matter as far as the conversation, that particular point that I was making.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the point that you were making was in regards to
overreaction.
What the caller was saying.
Overreaction to the, overreacting to risk.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I do agree that people should have the proper perspective about risk, and that is that I agree with you that there's not a whole lot of risk out there. Things are fairly safe in general. So, but you would agree with me, though, that people carrying weapons in society does matter, right?
I would certainly say that I think you should have the right to carry.
Yep.
I'm not going to be in a... I'm not going to argue whether it's going to increase or decrease crime or risk or anything. I'm not in a position to make an argument either way. So,
and certainly, as you pointed out, Daryl, statistics can be manipulated in all certain ways. So
yes.
You can find statistics that'll say that it, you know, makes a big difference whether or not people are carrying weapons. You can find statistics that say that, you know, weapons increase the danger to the carrier. I mean, you can find all kinds of statistics out there.
Here's what I would say. I put freedom and liberty over pretty much any kind of minor risk. I don't think they should.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think minor risk should ever be a justification for, you know, more restrictions on one's freedom.
Yep. That's definitely something I would agree with. Our toll free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. So, Daryl, how does one make fun of the white supremacists or the Nazis or KKK?
So there's been a thing going on in one German town for several years. Article here from the New York Times about this particular town, Wunsiedel, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, German town near the Czech border. For decades, they've struggled with a parade of unwanted visitors. The town was originally the burial place of Adolf Hitler's deputy, Rudolf Hess. Huh. Every year, to the resident's chagrin, neo-Nazis march to the gravesite. The town staged counter-demonstrations to dissuade the pilgrims. In 2011, they exhumed Hess's body and even removed the gravestone.
Wow.
But undeterred, the neo-Nazis returned. So in 2014, the town tried a different tactic. Humorous subversion.
All right.
The campaign called Recht gegen Recht, translation, the right against the right, turned the march into Germany's most involuntary walkathon. For every meter the neo-Nazis marched, local residents and businesses pledged to donate 10 euros, then equivalent to about $12.50, to a program that helps people leave right-wing extremist groups called Exit Deutschland. They turned the march into a mock sporting event.
That's
someone
so funny.
Stenciled onto the street, start! At a halfway mark, there was a designation, and there was a finish line, as if it was a race. Colorful signs and slogans festooned the route. One reading, "If only the Führer knew," and another saying, "Mein Mumpf," which translates to "my munch." That sign hung over a table full of bananas. A sign at the end of the route thanked the marchers for their contribution to the anti-Nazi cause, where they raised 10,000 euros, approximately $12,000. The marchers were even showered with rainbow confetti at the finish line.
All right, let's talk more about it.
It spread.
We'll get to that here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And if you want to share, you know, some of the best memes you've seen in the wake of the Cantwell situation, feel free. It's Free Talk Live. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.